During this service, we experienced connection problems from within the church, resulting in broken audio. We would like to apologize for the quality of this recording.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace from God our Father, and Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This morning, just one of the things to pass on, which kind of was difficult in the midst of our Easter services last week, to say about Brian Hawley. Now, many of us were very saddened and surprised to hear of his sudden death. His funeral will be on the 20th of the 23rd here, of course, in, and we'll receive his coffin the night before 4 o'clock. We'll then be open to come and pay their respects. We're limited still by to how many can come ourselves. That's on the 22nd at 4 o'clock. We'll receive Brian Hawley's coffin. Of course, everyone's aware that Prince Philip's died. Just to say that, of course, we're holding Her Majesty and the royal family in, but we'll be offering nothing particularly special here at St Mary's. We'll lower our flag a little in line with flagpoles around the country as a mark of respect. But do encourage resources online, lots of different things happening, and do feel able to those should you wish to. And then, of course, lastly, to say that from the 18th, from next Sunday, for public worship, I know many of you know that and have signed up already. I'm afraid it will still be much as it was before in terms of having to wear masks and distance and all those things together in some shape. Step in.
As Christ was raised from the dead, we might walk in newness of faith. Mary, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy. Like the disciples doors, we are afraid. Christ, have mercy. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you from your sins, heal and strengthen you, and raise you to new life. Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace. Lord God, heavenly King, mighty God and Father, we give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are God. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Risen Christ, for whom no door open the doors of our hearts, that we may seek the good of others and walk the joyful road of sacrifice and peace, to the praise of God the Father.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The group of those who believed were of one heart and mind, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace. Needy person among them, for as and brought was sold, they laid the apostles' feet, and it was each as any had need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to John. Glory to you, Lord. It was evening on the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. He stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. So I send you." When he had said this, he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not when Jesus came. But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house. Although Jesus came and stood among them, "Peace be with you." Then he and see my hand. Reach out your hand. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed? Yet come to believe." Jesus did many other signs in the presence in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through him you have life in his name. This is Christ.
The words of my mouth, all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Shh, keep your voice down, someone will hear. At least that's the I imagine seen before us in today's Gospel. The house where the disciples had met for fear of the Jews. Also, they thought they were still reeling from Mary Magdalene's proclamation she had seen. They were left wondering, how could that be? And this morning we find them afraid of being found and facing the same fate as the man they had followed, so the doors were locked for fear. This image of so apt for us, especially as we recall that tomorrow the locked doors of shop opened again, and we, churches, will worship, and it will be good to see some of you again. Although, as I said, masks and distancing and not seeing will be with us for some time yet. And as the vaccine continues to be rolled out, the locked doors of many in our neighbourhood will be opened again to family and friends. I suspect we will continue to live with some degree of fear. Some will fear what opening their doors will look like, having avoided supermarkets and trips out for over a year. But beyond the pandemic, we fear all sorts of things. We fear someone who is different, youths gathered on a street corner, we fear change. We fear letting go of roles. We fear failing and getting it wrong. We fear. And the doors were locked for fear. But then, as the Bible reminds us time and again, when God does something new, fear is never far away. So it's not really surprising that it isn't unbound to the resurrection. Jesus came and stood among him. He shows them his wounds and reassures them by peace. And just imagine how they needed that reassurance and fled. But this, of course, is more than reassurance. He trusts his mission to the world, them. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. They are sent to the world, despite their self-doubt, confusion, and fear, sent out and sustained by the breath of the Spirit. And there began their journey. The disciples' fear would not have magically disappeared, but they understood it differently. And perhaps that is what the Spirit did for them at first. See things differently. Notice the in the Gospel today, for by the following week and Thomas's arrival, though still shut, to cope with our fears happens slowly. And slowly is, of course, the pace with which we are having to move as we emerge from lockdown. The government has been cautious. Mary's have been too. And yet, in the midst of the many fears of our time, we have been a place of hope and encouragement. Gathering behind closed doors, and yet, as this gospel, our faith in Jesus is not lived behind closed doors. Jesus sent them and sent them, despite our fears of being dismissed and derided, sent them to love and serve the Lord where and with those whom we have been given. And that loving and serving the Lord is about building together. We heard of in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, a radical reimagining of how we can live together. And yet, as experienced, we like Jesus, but at a safe distance. But following Jesus as the first built around his risen presence discovered safe. Own death through this pandemic. But now the doors of our society are being unlocked from the tomb we have lived through. And as the disciples discovered, from fear came opportunity, and the same is for us. There are many unknowns about the future, daily, not but by love. Jesus came among them and said, "Peace be with you." Jesus comes among us now. Home. And he finds his way through the often locked doors of our hearts and whispers in our ear, "Peace be with you." Peace root us in the days to come. May the Holy Spirit that the risen Jesus brings to the disciples be the breath of life that sends us to love and serve the Lord as best we can, so that on our lips we are never afraid to say, "Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed."
let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light true God from true God, begotten of one being through whom all things were made, for us and for our salvation from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was for our side under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and buried. He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Even the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the resurrection of the life of the world. Faithful God, we pray for the Church of the Province of the Indian Ocean, for all who lead and for their congregations. In our diocese, we give thanks for the worship, ministry, of the resurrection in Murfield and other religious communities across the diocese. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray to the Queen at this very sad time. Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, we appreciate and give thanks that our sovereign was married to the man of her choice for 73 years, that through good times and bad, he was with her, supporting her, accompanying her on her many public engagements, for his loyalty and for his faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thanks to serve your active duty in the Second World War, for putting Maria, for doing his duty, charity work award scheme for which he was justly proud. This scheme has given many young people from all skills, confidence and resilience to hear our prayer. By Her Majesty, who has not only lost her right-hand man, that herself, her constant strength and guide. We entrust him now to your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, for the people of the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, and other peoples of the world, for all who mourn his loss. Support them, dearest Lord, and Her Majesty. Give her the strength to give her courage to face the future without him. Sustain her with a lifetime of memories. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, there are many people in our world who are less fortunate than we are. Those facing famine, the homeless, those overwhelmed by disease, the oppressed. Then, in their need, strength and conviction to look forward. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. These places will be fully open shortly, and Northern Ireland. We give thanks for the work of leukemia research and hold in our prayers the people who suffer from leukemia, their families. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the sick and for those who suffer, for all in our local and for those who are housebound. We remember in body, mind, those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Carey, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blow, Mary Metcalf, Ken Isles, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, Margaret Pawson, and Pat Hyde. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of life, we pray for those whose earthly lives have ended. We remember those who have died violently and tragically, suddenly and unprepared. We give thanks for their lives well lived and for many happy memories. We remember with fondness Brian Hawley and His Royal Highness Prince Philip. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the anniversary of death falls at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We praise you once more, Heavenly Father, for the good news of Easter, the triumphant message of resurrection, new joy, new life. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
The peace of the Eternal Father be about you, the peace of the risen Lord be within you, the peace of the Holy Spirit, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Work is done for trust.
Risen Lord Jesus Christ, we heard you break bread. May we recognize you as the Lord within us, that we may bring light to your world. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father. And in these days of Easter, to celebrate joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of God, placed them once more in paradise, and opened to them the joy of this Passover, crowned with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink, all of you, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty and glorious ascension, looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial. As our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may glorify you, by whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, all for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory, for ever and ever. Look, Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven is broken for the world. Unite us in this sign. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus, bread of life, bread for the world, feed us in your presence. The body of Christ broken. Let us pray. God our Father, through our Saviour Jesus Christ, you have assured us that your baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Jesus Christ. Father of lights, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, keep us in the light of Christ to shine in your world, that all may believe in you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Risen indeed. Alleluia. I've got that one in now because I missed one at the beginning. Just to make sure we've got them all in. May Christ brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit among you, and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Jesus. The dead at work within you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of Christ.